Sky FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Roger Lilly is an energy analyst. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Yes, good morning, Howard. Thank you for inviting me to your show. I'm very well, thank you, and I hope you are too.
Well, yes, but a little perplexed. Are we really meant to believe, whoops, the whole of Kusile is broken? Somebody's unplugged it.
No. 4 out of the 6 units are generating electricity.
Right.
But not at maximum capacity. We're only getting 70%, I think, efficiency out of it at the present time. Unit number 5 caught fire. The utility says that it is, they don't suspect foul play, but they haven't said what it is that caused the fire. What they have said is it's going to cost about 150 million rand to fix, and it's going to take 12 months to do so. So we've lost effectively another 800 megawatts of capacity that we would have had for 2024 until 2025 at the earliest. So that's where we are. What may have to happen, though, for the firemen to put the fire out and for investigations to take place is parts of Kusile might have to be shut down temporarily. But they, obviously, with the shortage of electricity that Eskom faces, there's no way it can shut the entire power station down for any length of time.
Are we very unlucky?
Now, that's what I would call an open-ended question.
Sneaky, I know. No, but because it just doesn't make sense, does it? I mean, Roger, looking at it from, you know, just really from an uneducated or not knowledgeable perspective, come on. I mean, how is it possible that in the last couple of months we've just had one little bit of misfortune after another with Eskom? It's starting to feel a little contrived.
Yes, you're quite right. One of the journalists from Media 24 by the name of Kyle Cowan wrote a book called Sabotage, and I would strongly recommend your readers and yourself read it, because it really puts the entire history of all these strange events into perspective nicely. Not everything is sabotage.
Of course not.
The way you and I understand sabotage, but when you consider the looting, and when you consider the corruption, that too is a form of sabotage.
Right.
And that really is the point. So yes, our electricity environment, our electricity system has in fact been sabotaged, both financially as well as physically in many respects. So it's quite frightening. And it proves the point I think I've spoken to you before about this, is that the only way out of this is the private sector. I saw someone wrote an article, I can't remember his name off the top of my head now, but I read something just the other day on LinkedIn where someone made a statement that it's time that the government, you know, sort of face the fact that Eskom needs to be sold because it cannot be repaired. It cannot be restored to its former glory under a government control. I think, you know, there's a point. We're talking about restructuring Eskom into these three sectors. And I think the common sense for me is that generation needs to be privatized, because the private sector has shown already its capability of producing reliable electricity on time, on budget. And the distribution network, that's tricky, because some municipalities are better at it than others. But the only part that Eskom really should hold on to, in my personal opinion, is the transmission network, which is those big, you know, big power lines on the big steel pylons that you see crisscrossing across the country.
In other words, that's the only leave the generation to others, or have some generation capacity, but not all of it, and you handle the distribution. What I was chatting to a guy that is involved in a company that is doing private solar installations, and according to them, and I'm not sure if these numbers are accurate or not, they are quite literally doing over 100. In fact, they told me even a higher number, but over 100 private solar installations across the country each month. That to me, I thought, is quite interesting, because if a couple of hundred, and this is just one company, but if a couple of hundred homes each month are moving to sustainable power, and yes, obviously it's not perfect and it's not 100% off grid, but it's going to reduce the demand quite significantly from Eskom. Are we going to start seeing seeing these alternative power supplies coming up just by using all of our homes? In other words, are we getting larger independent producers who are effectively renting our roofs, give us the power that we need and supply the rest back? Is this now the new alternative business model that actually doesn't require so much regulation?
Absolutely. It will still require a fair amount of regulation. You can imagine that there are all sorts of technical reasons for regulating the way in which things are connected into the grid. You don't want something happening in one neighborhood affecting people in another neighborhood because of incorrect working procedures. So obviously it does have to be regulated very carefully. And the South African Photovoltaic Association, SATVIA is its name, this association runs a training course, and technicians and engineers who study that course to make these installations, as you've just described, receive what is known as a PV green card. And so if any of your listeners are looking to put solar on their roofs, either of their homes or their businesses, they should be best advised to look for an installer who's got this PV green card certification, because it means that they are compliant not just with standard electrical regulations, but in terms of fitting into the whole distribution network in whichever municipality or area that they might be working in. But absolutely, we've seen this elsewhere, where countries like Australia, for example, where solar PV is becoming such a big part of the network that now the power companies now have to actually take it into consideration in terms of future planning as well, because they have to say, well, what's our demand in 20 years' time? Likely to be,
and in the
meantime, how much of that is going to be supplied by the private sector, either by individual homes and businesses, or as you were describing just now, a company which will install and then rent the equipment to you. I know there is a company in South Africa that does this.